sometimes it can be hard to believe that things in life are ever going to get better. But here's the thing. God's already provided the very thing that we need to get us on that road. You see, from where He sits, your best is yet to come. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Welcome again to the program today as we take a look at the resources that God has already put into your hands from a different perspective. It's a funny thing. When I encourage people who are travelling through a bit of a rough spot, a bit of a wilderness, what I discover is that they've often given up hope of things ever getting any better. Sure, most people believe that God can make things better, even that He does make things better for other people. But when it comes to our own situation, often we don't believe that He will make our circumstances any better. So when you say to someone like that, "Your best is yet to come," it can be difficult for them to swallow. Are you with me? But here's the rub. God takes ordinary things that we have at hand and He uses them supernaturally. That's how He works. And that's what we need to get in tune with, because our best, yours and mine, is still to come. I want to tell you a story today about a man who's had a huge impact on my life through just one simple story he told me. His name is Peter Irvine. He's the managing director of the global Gloria Jean's coffee chain. And I interviewed him on this program a while back. If you missed it, you can go to our website, adifferentperspective.org, and check it out. It's called Living Your Dreams. Anyway, he told me this story. It's the story of Moses, and he told it to me in a whole different way. Remember, God calls Moses to go and tell Pharaoh to let my people go. At the time that God calls him, Moses is some burnt-out old wreck. He's 80 years old. He's way out behind the wilderness in the middle of nowhere near the mountain of Horeb. And Moses figures, what's the matter with God? How come God's calling me? And Moses says to God, what if people don't listen to me? What if they say, the Lord didn't really appear to you and ask you to do this? And God said this to him. He said, Moses, what's that in your hand? Moses looks and he says, well, it's a staff, you know, like a shepherd's staff, because Moses was a shepherd and he was shepherding sheep. And the Lord says, throw it on the ground. So Moses threw it on the ground and it became a snake. And he ran away from it. And then God says, come on, reach out, pick it up again by the tail. And so Moses reaches out and takes hold of the snake, and it turns back into a staff in his hand. This, said the Lord, is so that they may believe that the Lord, the God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent you. This week, on A Different Perspective, we've been looking at this saying, your best is yet to come. And when we're going through a bit of a wilderness experience like Moses was going through, it's really easy to go, well, no, not surely not me. You don't understand my life. You don't know my lot. And Peter Irvine was relating this story of Moses and his staff in the context of when the Gloria Jean's head office and warehouse burnt down to the ground. He went there in the middle of the night, and then in the morning when the sun came up, all that was left was smouldering ruins. The dream was just this soaked thing of charcoal and ash. They were opening new stores that week. They still had to supply their many existing stores right across the country. And this scripture came to him. And God said, what do you have in your hands? What have I given you that's already in your hand? And he thinks around and he goes, well, there's some bit of coffee stored elsewhere and I've got some relationships across the industry. And above all, he still had all the staff of Gloria Jean's. How often do we see on the news, you know, a factory burns down and the staff are all going to lose their jobs because of the factory fire? Not at Gloria Jean's. Because Peter Irvine is a man of God. And he knew this story of Moses. And when Moses was in the wilderness and he thought, well, I can't do this, God took the thing that was in his hand, the staff, this mundane shepherd's tool, and used it miraculously. Moses did this stuff in front of Pharaoh and got Pharaoh's attention. God did miracles with the thing that Moses had in his hand. And so Peter Irvine and his team at Gloria Jean's decided to use what they had in their hand. It was the people. It wasn't much else. It was mundane. But they believed that God could work with that. Now, the people were a huge asset, and they had heart for what they were about. And so Gloria Jean's called in favours across the industry with suppliers, and they built the business back bigger and better and stronger than it ever was before the fire. He said that to me. Now I share it with you. You have to take the staff that God's put in your hand and do your bit with that mundane thing, whatever it is, and believe that God will do his bit, the things that we can't do. Look at Moses. When God called Moses out of the desert to go and tell Pharaoh to let my people go, Moses said, I can't do that. He argued with God. I mean, it was a tough ask on Moses. And often God puts a tough ask on our lives. When we feel that we're a burnt-out old wreck, that life's passed us by, that we're useless, that God could never do that with me, right? We've all felt that. God will say, Moses, Bernie, whatever your name is, what is that that I put in your hand? What skills, what passions, what talents, what abilities, what money, what relationship, what connections has God put into your hand? We can be sitting out there in our own wilderness, feeling sorry for ourselves. Life's passed us by. I'm a has-been. I've lost my job, or my marriage is broken down, or I just feel so isolated and useless and hopeless and dumb and poor. And we talk ourselves into all sorts of stuff. I remember aching and sobbing a dozen or so years ago when my life was a mess. I remember, however, in the middle of that, God speaking very clearly to me about the staff that he'd put in my hand, just the simple ability to spin a yarn and hold people's attention. Well, God, what would you ever do with that? I was a failure, broken down. I had no hopes, no dreams, no future. And he spoke very clearly to me, that's the staff in your hand. Wasn't what I expected. I was a consultant in the information technology industry. But somehow, God had just given me that ability, that one thing that I was passionate about, that I enjoyed doing. And within a few months of becoming a Christian, he said, go to Bible college. I said, what? And God said, go to Bible college. So I went. And fairly quickly, doors opened. And now you and I and a few 100,000 other people in 80 countries are sitting here together over God's word. It's pretty easy when you look back, but it's scary when you're at the beginning of that. Must have been scary for Peter Irvine and his team when they stood there and they looked at that burnt-out thing that used to be their warehouse and their head office. I want to specifically encourage you today that your best is yet to come. And when we feel like saying, what me? Couldn't be? Yes, you. Look at the thing that God's put in your hand. Pick it up. Start using it. Go with what you've got. May not look like much. Moses' staff didn't look like much. Peter Irvine's smouldering ruins didn't look like much. Nor did the ability I had to spin a yarn. Pick it up, start using it, and see what God will do with it. Because you know something? Your best is yet to come. Yeah, you. Social media is a great way to stay connected to your friends and to the world around you, and we'd like to invite you to be part of the Christianity Works community. The Christianity Works community is full of daily thoughts, devotions, and inspirations, so no matter what kind of day you're having, you can be encouraged. If you're on Facebook, search for the Christianity Works page and like us. When you do, you'll see some encouragement from your friends and community at Christianity Works, including free booklet downloads from time to time. But more than that, it's a library of thoughts and verses that you can now share with your friends and family. So we'll be sharing God's word together. It's a great way to share the good news of Jesus amongst all the chaos. Amen? So like us on Facebook, be encouraged and blessed, and share some of that with your friends as well. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again same time Monday with a different perspective.